Hello and welcome to Who Wins Podcast, where each episode we pit pop culture icons against each other in a brutal fight to the death. I am Chris Bolton. With me, as always, my partner in pugilism, Mr. Mark Williams.
Hello.
And this episode, it is a family feud. We are pitting the Munsters against the Addams Family.
Yeah, now this one I think has been on list for a while, hasn't it? And we just haven't got around to it.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be a Halloween special at one point, but we go nuts for Halloween on this network, as you know. So we just kind of never got around to this. So when we were looking at the list early in the year, really, we were like, we should really just do this and get it out of the way, because we're never going to do it for Halloween, because we always come up with some sort of other theme that we can do. And these guys are just going to be left kicking around on the list, and they're never going to have this SmackDown that we got penciled in from. So we figure, fuck it, let's have Halloween in February. Why not? Or yeah, maybe March by the time you hear this. No, it'll still be February, when this comes out. Halloween 2, The Revenge. And for those of you on video as well, hopefully I don't look too weird. I'm looking at myself. I've got a new mic set up here this evening. I'm looking at myself and all I can see is a great big blue shiny phallic-shaped object pointing straight towards my mouth.
The way it was set up before we went on, it did look like you were sucking off a robot.
Yeah, it kind of looks like I'm going to deep throat fucking R2-D2 with the colour on this mic.
To be fair, the size on that, if you can, fair play to you.
I mean, it's girthy.
We're off to a flyer.
If anybody out there has got a Blue Yeti, then you'll know what I'm talking about.
If anybody doesn't know what he's talking about, it is a microphone.
Yeah, it's a fucking big boy. It's not called Yeti for no reason, is it? But hopefully this makes it sound a lot more consistent. I'm very aware, as I've been using this mic the last few weeks, because it was further away from me on the desk, my voice was in and out. So hopefully this sounds okay for you if you're listening to us. If you're on video, unfortunately, you've got to put up with this giant robot cock in front of my face from now on. I don't know what to say. I'll try messing about with it a bit. This is what you get when you buy a £10 mic arm on Amazon rather than, you know, spending out for some decent shit.
Well, to be fair, I think mine was about 12 quid. So
yeah, there you go. So, I mean, if anybody wants to send us some good mic arms or send us some money to buy some good mic arms, then we can maybe improve this. Otherwise, you kind of get what you got here. Right. Anyway, totally off topic to begin with.
Yeah, that's a cracking start, that one.
I mean, you know, when is Who Wins ever on topic?
I'll let you know when it
never
happens.
Never is the answer to that. We're pretty bad on most of the shows, but this one especially. Okay, so let's dive into it then. So Munsters and Addams Family. Now, first of all, I think we need to actually work out who it is, because there are way more members of the Addams Family than there are Munsters.
I was thinking about this earlier on, and the thing is that even you look at your core cast, and then so you've got Gomez, Morticia, Wednesday, Pugsley. You've got to include Festa, because why the fuck wouldn't you include Festa?
Well, yeah, I figure you've got to go down at least as far as Festa, and that's exactly the order that I've got written here. Now, if you do that, then you've got equal numbers with the Munsters, but then that excludes Cousin It, Grandma,
Thing, Lurch,
and Thing. And I kind of feel like we need Lurch in this at the very least.
They're intrinsic to it. That's the thing. I mean, once you get into when he had the films of the early 90s, so the Roger Ely and Jackie Houston vehicles, they introduced a lot of other characters. Like you had the conjoined twins and stuff like that. Obviously, they're canon, but they're not part of the setup. But yeah. Thing is very much part of the family. Lurch is very much part of the family.
Right, yeah. I agree.
So yeah, you've got to have those. I can't remember the fucking grandmother's name, Morticia's mother. I can't remember her.
Grandma is all I know her as. I think she is just called Grandma, isn't she? I don't know.
I honestly can't remember. I've done zero research, as usual. But yeah, so I mean, you've got to have all of those. You can't not have
research?
All of those.
What the fuck is research? It's one of the other shows.
It's when I click on Google 2 minutes before we go live and go, oh shit, I don't know anything about this show.
Research is for the other shows, and even then, only you do it. Right.
Yes, I think you've got to have all of those.
We've got to allow them all, then.
It gives us a numbers disparity, but I think they're all too central to be excluded, I think.
I agree. And also, like, yes, it gives us a slight numbers disparity, but on the face of it as well, obviously so much of this is going to come down to temperament, I think, but on the face of it as well, like, the Munsters are way more powerful than the Addams to begin with, on the face. Because like, the Munsters are actual monsters.
Yes, they are.
Whereas
they're not just
the Addams
creepy.
Family are just, yeah, they're just
creepy and kooky.
I mean, they're goths, basically, aren't they? They're like the earliest goths.
Yeah, before goths were cool, and then not again.
They're kind of proto-goths, I guess. Hipster goths, if you like.
There's a phrase I don't think comes out very often.
They were goths before it was cool, as you said. Right, so, yeah, okay, so we'll go with that then. So we've already run down the Addams Family. So you got Gomez, you got Morticia, Wednesday and Pugsley, obviously, Uncle Fester, Grandma. Then we'll also take Cousin Nate, then, who's straight out of this because you just need to set a bitch on fire.
The hair doesn't burn that well.
Does it not? I don't know. I don't routinely go around burning here.
Miss Ben Youth. You've got to have some sort of product on it to make it burn because it actually smothers it.
I mean, I grew up with a guy that used to set sheep on fire for fun, but that's wool. Even though I think it's hair because it's like a sheep's covering.
Yeah.
But it's
a story for another time where police may not be listening.
Oh, I mean, this was like 30 years ago. They can't do him now, surely. Like the farmer's probably dead. The sheep are certainly dead and eaten.
Barbecued.
I mean, like, there's fuck all to do around here when you're a kid. So, like, I'm not saying I did it either, but it was like, you set mountains on fire and you set sheep on fire. Like, well, I mean, you're inadvertently going to set sheep on fire when you burn the fucking mountainside anyway. So I guess he was just being efficient, is the thing.
Oh, fuck. No, I just used to hang around outside the spa and get pissed.
Two birds, one match.
A wasted fucking childhood I had.
That sounds like a really bad porno.
After probably it, been then, made already.
Yeah, we've got Thing, obviously just a disembodied hand, and Lurch. Now on the other side of things, then got Herman Munster, who is a Frankenstein's monster, basically. Yeah. Lily and Grandpa are
vampires.
I think Lily's a vampire as well, right? Because I was trying to I thought she was because Grandpa is, so it makes perfect sense that she would be as well.
Yeah,
right.
She's like the early iteration of Vampirella, isn't she?
Basically, yeah. I mean, she's what Morticia aspires to be, I think, is what she actually is. Yeah.
Interesting. The Addams Family came out first.
Yes, it did. The Addams Family, it does. And the Addams Family is actually older than you think it is as well, I think.
Yeah.
Which means actually, conversely, so is the Munsters, I guess.
Yeah, but it was 1964, I think. I think they both appeared in September 64. There's like a week between the pilots being aired.
Wow. I mean, that's just one of those things, isn't it, where ideas get... We've talked about this a lot on Better Than Mario as well. Yeah. Ideas just get out there in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you just... That's how, year on year, you get, like, five fucking, meteorite movies come out the same year. And then you get, like, five tidal wave movies come out the same year. And then it's just... Something gets out there in the ether and everybody creatively just picks up on it.
Yeah.
So I guess the same thing happened with these. Then you got Eddie being a werewolf.
Yeah.
And Marion, who's just...
Is Marion or Marilyn?
It's Marilyn, sorry, isn't it? Is it Marilyn? Yeah.
Marilyn,
no, I'm not sure. Is it? I thought it was Marilyn.
No, I think it's Marilyn, I thought.
You might be right. Hold on. Google is your friend. Like I said, no research done here.
But yeah, so she was human, wasn't she? She was...
She was human, yeah.
And it was quite an interesting setup, actually, obviously. I mean... The whole point of both of them is that they're not your typical American families, but they're presented as though they are, and it's everybody else who's weird and abnormal. So Marilyn or Marion, whichever it is,
Marilyn. So you're right.
Being a teenage girl who would have all those baggage of being of her looks and all the rest of it anyway, is treated as an outcast in that respect because she's not.
She's the other here.
Yeah.
Is the thing. She's the other in this equation. And even to the Addams, she's going to be the other as well because she's the normie.
That's fair. I mean, I was thinking earlier on because I haven't done any research. I did pick up a couple of snippets from early episodes, and it reminded me of the second Addams Family movies, Addams Family Values.
Yeah, that was the second one. Yeah,
yeah. When they're at the camp and they just basically make Mercedes McNabb their bitch. And that's all I could think about with Marilyn is that they're going to, Wednesday's going to carry on like a fucking doll.
I mean, that's the key here, isn't it? Because I would very much see Marilyn like trying to befriend Wednesday at the start with, even though, there's an age difference. She's just that kind of all American gal next door.
Yeah.
Whereas, look, let's not beat around the bush. Let's just get straight in with this. Then I was going to see if we could save this a little bit, but like Wednesday's just a nuclear fucking warhead here, isn't she? Like,
that's the thing. And if you look at Wednesday, the evolution of Wednesday as well, I think for me, and I grew up with the Addams Family, it was on BBC Two on like a Tuesday night or a Monday night at 6 o'clock or something like that. It was in that time slot.
Yeah.
And I used to see it quite a lot. And the Munsters was on, it was on a Saturday lunchtime on ITV at like 12:30. They had the Munsters and then the Munsters Today.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, I'm glad you said that because I have actually had a discussion about this with people this week and they were adamant that the Munsters was on Channel 4. I'm like, no. It was Saturday afternoons, like Saturday lunchtime, and it was on ITV. Definitely.
Because we didn't have Channel 4.
That was 12, 1 o'clock. Yeah.
So we used to have it because me and my brother used to play football on Saturday morning. So we'd come in, covered in mud and all the rest of it, and he'd be right, sit down, have something to eat, and then once the Munsters is finished, well, you know, go and shower and get dressed and everything else. But it was just a good time to come in, chill out for half hour before whining the fuck out of my parents all afternoon. We never had Channel 4. We were in at S4C, and they wouldn't have shown it on Saturday because they'd have been showing fucking Newyddion on or something like that. So yeah, it was definitely on ITV, and it was at like 12:30, something like that.
Yeah, well, it was lunchtime, and then you're right, they used to show the Munsters, and then they'd actually show the Munsters today directly after it.
Yeah.
Which I remember
slightly better than the original Munsters.
Yes, so do I. And I think that's just because as a kid, one of them looked really fucking old.
And one of them was the colour.
Yeah. So it wasn't that I disliked the first one. I actually really liked the Munsters.
I have revisited, not all of it, but I have revisited bits of it over the years for various reasons. And it still stands up, actually. You know, there are lots of bits that really do hold water.
I really should, because I enjoyed it a hell of a lot as a kid, and you know, as regular listeners to the network will know, I'm all about Monsters. So I really should go, but it's just we watch so much stuff for these shows that fitting in a rewatch of something like the Monsters is just never going to happen. If it were to be rerun somewhere today, I would come across it. I would definitely watch a bunch of episodes. But yeah, absolutely loved it as a kid. Out of the two, I would much rather watch the Munsters than the Addams Family. Then I think now I would probably be the other way around.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but as a kid, I think it just played to me because it was Monsters, and I like Monsters, always have.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why we got onto that tangent. We started off talking about Wednesday, I think, and then ended up talking about ITV2.
I can actually remember. I did pay attention this week, I promise. So we were talking about Wednesdays. I said, you know, she's just a fucking nuclear warhead waiting to go off. And I think that for me, the definitive version of Wednesday is actually the Christina Ricci iteration in the films.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, whereas some of the other characters, I think Christopher Lloyd is probably the other part of that rule as well, where I'd consider his Festa more than the show. So I mean, looking at that iteration of Wednesday and then going through the two films where Pugsley is just kind of a bit weird and a bit like you get the impression he's going to still be living in the basement when he's 50 and bringing home prostitutes to disembowel. Whereas
I mean, he's one of the first casualties here because he's a fucking fat blob, and let's call it as it is.
On behalf of fat blobs everywhere,
I was that kid, all right. I identify here, I get it. Like, he ain't gonna fight because one, too much fucking effort, but also, he knows he's gonna be useless anyway.
And he was the nice one, wasn't he? That was the thing. Yeah. And if you look at, I mean. If I always kind of thought of him, and again, no, he kind of, to me, felt a bit like Lenny from Mice and Men. He's not quite all there.
Yeah,
he doesn't know his own strength. He doesn't know what he's doing half the time, and he just kind of goes along with what people tell him to do, which is how Wednesday can convince him to go stick himself in the oven for 4 hours, or to go jump off a cliff and land on some spikes, because that's who she is and that's who he is.
Look at the high culture you get listening to this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We're making comparisons with Mice and Men. Check out the big brain on Mark.
Fucking
you did not expect that this evening, did you? I think you're right. He's fucking useless. Like, I don't even know. I kind of want Eddie Munster to take him down just because there's something about the two boys having a scrap, basically. Yeah. Eddie's not exactly tough either, is he? But
no,
he is a fucking werewolf.
He is a werewolf, and I think this is the thing, and this is where it comes down to, because my first thought of this, and that's how I try not to think about it as we're sort of building up to it. My first thought of this was the Munsters are your, aside from the sort of the physical makeup, they're your atypical 50s, 60s American sitcom family.
Yeah, that's the gag.
It's normally dysfunctional family, they just happen to be monsters, and that's the gag. Whereas the Addams Family go out of their way to be abnormal, and so because of that, there's a bit more whimsy, there's a bit more psychosis. Yeah. And in my head, I'm thinking this isn't going to last very long. This isn't going to go very far because the Addams Family, whereas they have it in them to be sadistic, and they do play the pranks that they electrocute each other and they throw knives at each other and shit like that. The Munsters don't do that. No, they're basically as American as apple pie. They just happen to be a Frankenstein's monster, some vampires, and a werewolf.
Yeah, I think I don't think the Addams are malicious in any way. Like, I think they'll prank each other, perhaps, but I don't.
But it's that sense of whimsy, and I think that you look at Gomez in particular, and in every iteration, whether it's the TV show, whether it's the 90s movies, or the ones they've done in the last couple of years. Gomez has that sort of, he does have that sense of fun around him,
Yes.
And whether that, and certainly with the film, I can't put my finger on whether that's the character or whether that's Raul Julia, because he was, I mean, he did get that character, and especially where he's fencing with people for no other reason. No, he fences with the accountant because the accountant has turned up 2 minutes early. Yeah. He does have the electric shock buzzer for Festa, which has like 20,000 volts in it, as opposed to the little 50 volt battery buzzer. So you do have that sense of whimsy about them, and they do get into there is more. There are allusions in, not so much in the series, but in the films, about Gomez and Morticia's sex life, where there's sort of elements of S&M and torture and things like that. So, and you do get into this where there's slightly more edge to them. Whereas with the Munsters, obviously they haven't had the as modern reboot, so we haven't had that element to it.
Well, but it's coming, and it probably will be fucking horrible for all of those reasons. But
and if it appears in the next 2 years, then I'm having credit for that, because some fucker nicked my idea.
It's in production. Rob Zombie's making it.
Oh, is he? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
He's been doing that for years, hasn't he?
Yeah. No, it's happening.
It's not enough years. It's actually happening now.
Yeah, it's happening.
Okay, because I remember that was mentioned fucking donkeys years ago.
Unsurprisingly, with his fucking god-awful actress of a wife, it's going to be dreadful.
Well, but, yeah.
You know,
I love forgot him. All about it, because I remember that being mentioned a good couple of years ago. And yeah, I thought he just died a death, like everything else does, because there's not... Well, anyway, that'd be... No.
It's happening, but... So, yeah, I think you're right. They're definitely more unhinged. But I think I actually go the other way with that, in that once you start peeling back the layers of, wholesome 50s Americana, nobody can be that nice without being just... Like, rage has to be seething under the surface when you're putting that much of a facade on all the time.
Well, not only that. I mean, there was a joke made at some point. I think it was certainly after the Munsters finished. I think it was there was like some sort of mock awards thing on the internet where Herman was named like the worst driver on TV because he's always crashing the fucking car. And I get the odd bit of road rage, as people may or may not be aware. This motherfucker, he must be those bolts must be ready to pop out. There's fucking pressure behind them all the time.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't be that normal. Like, so to have the opportunity to just fucking let rip. Like...
And not only that, I mean, there is the fact that, they are actual monsters, but they are, in the way that monsters are in sort of the movies, and I think the character designs are based on the Universal monsters, aren't they? But, they are hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
There's, I think it's a very, very early episode where Herman and Lily are celebrating their 100th wedding anniversary.
Yeah. From what I remember, isn't there something about the Munsters today where they do actually, they don't time travel, but I'm pretty sure, don't they get, caught in stasis or something at the start of the Munsters today?
Yeah, something like that.
There was something about it, I remember, because there was a reason for them to be...
It was something to do with the moon, wasn't it?
Yeah, they didn't just... remake the Munsters. Like, there was in-continuity reason that they were actually in modern times.
Yeah, it was I'm sure it was something to do with a moon, and they could only, if the moon was up and it was visible, then they could operate, but if it was hidden or if it was daytime, then they basically went back into...
I can't remember.
It was something to do with the moon, I'm sure. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, like I said, I really should rewatch it, but yeah, I can't remember now, but I'm sure there was something. So yeah, they are very, very old.
Yeah.
And I don't think I don't think they're immortal, but bearing in mind Lily and Grandpa are vampires, I guess they are.
And if Herman's manufactured, then surely it's as long as the batteries last.
I guess so, yeah. And you could presumably jumpstart him from the car if he fucking run down
there. Well, yeah, exactly.
That has to be what the bolts are for, right? Because I've wondered about this ever since, we first started seeing bolts in the design for Frankenstein's monster.
I'd love to know where that's come from, actually, because I said obviously in the original there was nothing like that, and there was no description of how he was apart from being stitched. There was nothing about how the monster was constructed, and there would be no need for bolts.
I think it probably came about with Universal monsters, most likely.
Just something to make it stand out more, I guess.
And I think it's also it's not that, because I think the common misconception is that they're holding the head on. I don't think that's the case at all. I think they're lightning rods, is what they are.
Yeah, would make sense.
I think they're there to conduct electricity, because I don't see how they'd serve any other practical purpose. Because you say, you could stitch the head on.
Generally, yeah. Because if you look at any of the iterations of Frankenstein's monster, there is always stitching around. Yes. Around this area here,
and to put bolts through the neck there, what are you bolting to anyway? Because they go in. I mean, I'm no fucking doctor, but But I'm pretty sure if you just do that, you're not hitting bone because your vertebrae and stuff is behind
it's all in the back.
Here.
So, unless you're using the collarbones to maybe hold it up, but then they'd be lower down.
But then they'd be angled, wouldn't they? Whereas they go at 90
and they'd be
degrees.
Down here, they wouldn't be up here.
They go straight into the neck. Yeah.
The only thing with that, I mean, obviously, again, I've never tried to reanimate stitched leather corpses with electricity, so I may be wrong. But surely you want to jumpstart the heart. So you want them. If anything, you want them sticking out the nipples.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Sorry, I've just got jumpstart my heart going through my head now as soon as you said it. I was like, can we get away with cutting it in there? Probably not. We'll probably get taken down.
If we're talking over, it's fine. Nobody will notice.
Yeah, I guess that would be a more direct route. But then surely it's not just the heart. What you'd actually want to restart is the brain, isn't it? Like you'd want to get the heart and the brain going. So
you kind of need to go together, don't you? But if the heart's not pumping blood around, then the brain's not going to
anyway. So you'd want you'd want crocodile clips on the nipples. You'd want metal nipples that you could put crocodile clips on. Yeah. And then you'd want like something sticking into the head somewhere. Like if you had a row of bolts around the forehead, then that would work, wouldn't it? Or
like
a big electrode stuck in the head, like a big spike or something. But I've never quite understood where the idea came from the neck.
No.
I've always just assumed it was to conduct electricity. Maybe that's just an assumption I'm making. But
I don't know. It's one of those. So I have read Frankenstein quite a few times, not for a while, but. And it's always something that's intrigued me as to where that sort of design came from. And if you go back to the fucking early 90s version, the Kenneth Branagh version of Frankenstein with De Niro, that's probably the closest to any description you get in the book of the actual monster.
That was kind of the point of that version, wasn't it?
But I mean, if you look at, I mean, that version was a very faithful adaptation with some bits cut out, which I objected to, but I wasn't there. I didn't produce it, so can't really have a thought about it. That's probably the closest. But everybody who gets introduced there, well, that's not Frankenstein's monster. He's fucking 9 foot tall and green.
This is the thing. You know, the same things happen with all of the monsters. You know, there are elements of vampirism now, which just have been born out of popular culture. You know, you can't trace them back to Bram Stoker and Dracula. And of course, you know, Dracula isn't the only vampire, but you know, the vast majority of what we think of as vampirism comes from Dracula. But even in the Universal adaptation of that, there are various things which don't fly. And, you know, to hear more about this, listen to us slag vampire movies off at length on our Halloween special from Better Than Mario last year. These things just sort of pervade through culture, don't they? But having said that, it's only really, I think, it is only Herman out of the monsters that's really stereotypical. Personally, I think anyway. I don't think Grandpa's necessarily a massively stereotypical vampire. Like, he's got the count thing going on in the way he's dressed, but he's not.
There's that, but there's not really.
Other than that, he's not like, I want to drink your blood. You know, there's none of that. And, you know, I mean, Eddie's got bad fur stuck all over him, but again, he's not. I mean, you know, in the new version, I will eat my hat if he doesn't run around humping legs and pissing on fire hydrants. I really will. It's bound to happen. But they don't do that in the Munsters. So
no, and this is the thing. This, as I said, that was the gag. But no, they could have been, you know, they could have been any family. That obviously that's the gag. And I think, you know, now it would be very easy and very tempting to say, right, okay, well, Eddie's got this bad fur sticking out because he's going through puberty. So what? No, he's got hair growing where he doesn't want it. Except with adolescents going through puberty, it grows in certain places. With werewolf, fuck knows where it's going to grow.
I don't want to go there, to be honest.
But I mean, it would be very tempting to do. I can see it would be very tempting to do that because it gives, if you're looking at it from a, you know, from a wanky film theory point of view, it's symbolic of where he is in his development.
For more on this, see Ginger Snaps, which is excellent. The first one, anyway, not 2 and 3.
There was a 3.
Oh, it's fucking terrible. I think the third one is when they go back in time.
I've not seen that one.
It's Ginger Snaps 2, and then the third one, I think it's Ginger Snaps Back, where they go back in days. The second one's about passable, but the first one's genuinely fucking excellent.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're way, way off topic again. So to swing this back around then, I think there's something in the Munsters that just needs awakening.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I actually think the Adams are annoying enough to do it. Like, if you live next door to the Adams family, taking out, you know, the fact that they're just weird and kooky and all of this, like, they drive you fucking mad, wouldn't they?
Well, you've got Fester howling at the fucking moon.
Yeah.
You've got Wednesday is literally going to be, probably trying to snare Marilyn and trying to get her in some, lure her into some sort of trap. so she can just play with her.
Yeah.
Pugsley at that point would then think she's a new puppy.
They would drive, if you lived next door to them, they would drive you fucking mental. You'd have Gomez just blowing shit up left, right, and center because he's fucking around with things. Yeah.
To be fair, I'd probably join in with that. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon on the quiet, Morticia's like one of those fucking mumsy types who just like gets a bottle of wine and just is a fully functioning alcoholic.
Yeah, it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. The kids are off remembering stuff. Yeah. I'm having a pint.
Definitely. Like she's got that. So I think she'd be relatively quiet. I think that's one of the big differences actually is over on the Munsters side. Like Lily actually is quite matriarchal, which would play into this if we're having some sort of family war. Whereas I generally think Morticia would just be like, "Oh, can you all just grow up? I don't give a fuck."
Yeah, just if you're gonna kill each other, just do it fucking quietly.
Yeah, just do it quietly. I'm busy drinking.
Which, by the way, is my parenting style.
You know, I think Gomez would just, he'd be that annoying neighbor that's just like, "Hey, chill, man. Let's not fight about this. We can work this out." Meanwhile, just completely blowing everything up around you and just causing carnage. Yeah. So I do think they would be an absolute fucking nightmare. So they definitely would wind the Munsters up.
The thing that popped into my head there, actually, as you were saying that, is to me they have a very Ned and Homer sort of relationship.
Yes, I could see that.
Homer, he just goes off on whatever fucking harebrained scheme he wants, does what he likes. There are no consequences for it. And Ned's just there going, really?
Yes. I think it's that thing where they're not bad people, I don't think. Mm. And they're probably very nice people. They're just fucking annoying. Yes. Like and it's part of the gag as well. Like it's impossible for people like that to function in society. And that again is part of the gag. You know, they exist outside of society. They don't understand, you know, this is their normal and God bless them for it.
Yeah.
You know, and this and sounds it's, like it's, I'm ragging
it's,
on them
it's
as well.
The other, it's
really
the other people
not.
Who are, it, yeah, it's, this is normal. It's the other people who are weird.
Well, weird, yeah. And it sounds like I'm ragging on them, really not, because, you know, were they actually to exist, I probably would be friends with them, to be honest.
Some of the people we know, yeah, I'd agree with that.
Some of the people I know are not too far removed from them, I think. But yeah, like, imagine living next door to them. You would go fucking mental.
Yeah.
You could easily see how this fight starts.
Yeah.
And I think it probably does start with Herman just trying to do the neighborly thing and going around and be like fucking noisy and the kids are trying to sleep.
Just keep it down a bit.
Chill it out a bit, you know? We can hear the pair of you through the wall. Like, just chill the fuck out. So I think that's probably how it starts, but then I could see it escalating very quickly. And like I said, I think there's probably so much pent up rage and so much just nicey nice that's gone on for years and years and years with the Munsters just trying to fit in and being abused for it.
Yeah.
That if you push those wrong buttons, like, they're gonna snap. And I think getting on the wrong side of Herman is just a fucking disaster for anyone, isn't it? Like he's clumsy as fuck, for one.
Yes.
He's strong as an ox and he's clumsy as fuck. So that's a bad fucking period.
To a point where when he's banging on your door, he's going to knock it down.
He's going to knock the door down. Yeah, exactly.
Which again would be seen as an act of aggression rather than anything else.
Yeah, and then he's going to attempt to put it back up and punch a hole in your fucking wall. And you can definitely see it getting out of hand very, very quickly.
Yeah.
But I think that's the issue as well, is initially, he's going to be annoyed, but he is still probably going to be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'll try and fix this," and just making it worse.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be until kind of first punch is thrown, if you like, or the first, call it what it is, Wednesday kills the first person, that he's really going to kick off. I mean, it absolutely is. Marilyn's just cannon fodder. Marilyn and Pugsley, bless them, are absolute cannon fodder here. Now, what we haven't actually touched on is we're saying the Adams are all normal, but then there is Lurch.
And this thing. How do you kill a disembodied hand?
Well, yeah. And also, like, Lurch is pretty much your direct answer for Herman. Like, he's not a Frankenstein's monster. He's more of a ghoul, but he's still a fucking giant and he's still going to be strong.
This is the thing with the Adams family. I think this is where they do come into their own a little bit, is that they don't go out of their way to say, "Oh, this is a thing. No, this one's a monster. This one's a vampire." It's just, this is a weird thing. And he happens to be 9 foot tall. Okay, well, that's weird because, us tall people are weird. No, that one's just head to toe in hair. It's fucking ZZ Top. You know, it's just like they've gone out of their way to not define it, which I think is a very good thing. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a kind of counter to the Munsters, where they are very much trying to say, "Well, this is your atypical father, this is your atypical mother, your atypical child," and it doesn't matter what they are. And there's a speech in one episode where Herman's teaching Eddie about, no, it doesn't matter what you look like or what color your skin or no, and I think the line is, no, it doesn't matter if you're brown or green or yellow or, and you know, pick then, you know, any color of the rainbow sort of thing. It's who you are and the size of your heart and all the rest of it. And that sort of resonates. Whereas you don't get any of that in the Addams Family. It's just like, this one's some sort of fucking arsonist. Yeah. This one is a big bastard. This one's covered in hair. So what?
Yeah, they just take them as they are, basically. And yeah. It's the same with Thing, isn't it? It's just like, here's a disembodied hand. Deal with it. Yeah. Do what you like. Again, he's kind of murder. It. I said he. We don't know. It always looks like a man's hand. To
yeah.
Me. So he is kind of murderous as well. Really, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you give him a knife.
Like, oh, you can throw a knife.
Yeah, you know, it's fucking...
I mean, they did that in, again, I think it was the second film. I think he was, Gomez was tied to a board and Thing was throwing knives at him. So yeah. Now you've got this disembodied hand, he flicks a knife up, jumps up near, catches it by the handle and launches it in one very fluid, very impossible movement. But, you know, what is possible for a disembodied hand, you know?
Yeah, so he's going to cause some damage. But I think the issue is, now that Marilyn's gone, actually all the rest of them need some very specific weaponry to kill them. Apart from Herman. Herman, you can disembody, basically. You can just pull him apart.
Yeah, you shoot him like a rag doll. If you can get close enough to him and actually have the strength to pull him apart, he will come apart at the seams, literally.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, you need Lurch and another. You need to tag team him, basically, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, actually, Lurch and Thing is a fairly good shout there, because if Lurch can hold him, then Thing can unpick stitches and all sorts of shit. So I don't think they're too bad a tag team there. It's whether they can hold him down long enough. He looks like he's going to be stronger than Lurch, but...
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure.
Well, the thing is, he looks like he's going to be stronger, but he is, like, his strength... When you see, like, Frankenstein's monster, then there's no real explanation for the strength other than rage. It's not like he's particularly strong. It's just that he's big and he's full of rage.
That's the thing. It's in the original, it was that Victor started by picking the best parts he could get. So he would find the big, strong men and, you know, dig up the bodies of the soldiers and things like that, because they were bigger and stronger. But then you've got to look at, if you're looking, apart from the whole science behind reanimating a corpse with lightning, stepping aside from that, you've got to look at things like atrophy. These bodies have been in the ground. They're not put together in the way.
This is what I'm saying.
They're not. Yeah. They don't grow organically. So you're going to have tendons missing. You're going to have things that aren't quite right. Nerve endings aren't going to fit together properly. So
I'm saying. Like, he's only as strong as a very, very strong man in life, isn't he? Who's angry. That's, you know, because as you say, if anything, like, you got to take a slight suspension of disbelief there in terms of muscle atrophy and things like that. But yeah, he's still only going to be as strong as, I don't know, let's say The Rock, for sake of argument then. Yeah. Which is not to be sniffed at, but he's
certainly not to his face anyway.
He's not supernaturally strong. Whereas I don't believe it's, like I said, I don't believe it's ever really explained who or what Lurch is, but he seems supernatural. He seems like he's more some sort of ghoul, like a reanimated corpse or something. So he seems like he would have more supernatural strength to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Herman looks bigger and stronger, I think, because Lurch is kind of more kind of gangly.
Yeah, and I think, I think a lot of it comes down to the character design, because, going back to the Universal of it all, that's the way that Frankenstein's monster was put together. Everything was very square.
Yes.
So the shoulders are pretty much flat. The head is very square and box-like. The top of the head is very flat. Yeah. So he looks like he's going to be very solid.
Yes. I would agree.
And that's all in the design. And like the body, it's almost like if you gave a kid of about 5 or 6 some crayons and a bit of paper and said, look, draw a really strong man. They'd always skip leg day.
Yeah.
And B, they would be a square where the arms are tight to the side of the body and there'd be a line drawn up to sort of the armpit to show it's an arm, not part of the body. But it would be a square with a cube on top.
That's pretty much every time I draw a person.
Fuck off. Yours aren't that good. Yours are sticks.
Yeah. Mine are sticks with giant fucking heads and sometimes giant penises, just to indicate gender.
Hence the mic. But yeah, so I mean, it's that sort of design, and that's the way that in anything, and this comes right up to when you look at the things like Hotel Transylvania and sort of the cartoons you're getting now of, you know, some of the monster stuff. That's the way that Frankenstein's monster is always portrayed. It's this square body, the very big body, the very small legs, and the very sort of rectangular head and shoulders. And that's just what Herman is.
Yes, he is. I think Lurch probably can restrain him.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And then it's just a case of, I mean, he's the biggest threat as well. So when this kicks off, like, he's the one you're going for first on the other side, well, really.
The other thing I'm wondering about, how far can he go on a charge? Is he like an electric car? You can go like, 2 hours and then you go to charge him for 6 days.
I don't know. Like, and even, you know, if he's an electric car, like, is he a Tesla or is he like one of those shitty Hyundais? Like, what? What is he? I don't know is the answer, but yeah, you're dead right. He's going to need, so as we mentioned, like, you got to zap him with a bolt. He's going to, or I guess, I mean, with he's a bioorganism really, isn't he? So
yeah.
I guess it's kind of, surely kinetic energy is going to charge him. Like, it's like a cyborg or something, I guess, isn't it? Where like everything's just working together.
Yeah, I guess.
So I guess kinetic energy works out. He probably doesn't have to charge.
Which is something that, in 2022, a lot of people are not going to identify with.
Yeah, and I mean, if you know, now we could just do wireless charging anyway, couldn't we? It just depends.
Just put a wireless charger in the mattress, and when he goes to sleep,
yeah, like
we'll top him up.
Yeah, I'm assuming we're setting this like in old times, just because they're both from like.
They're both from the 60s, so they're set in the 60s.
So I'm assuming it's set in the 60s. So he wouldn't have wireless charging, I guess. He's got to plug himself in somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm designing him, he's fucking a wall socket, but that's.
Not just you.
That's just me. I guess that's probably not what's happened. But I mean, you know, in all honesty, what else is he going to do with it? If you even bother giving him one, like
he's got kids, so you know.
True. And well, no, he hasn't, though, has he? Because there's no way Eddie Munster's come from him.
Well,
because he's a fucking werewolf.
There's a point in genetics, isn't there? Is that his mother's a vampire and his father is Frankenstein's monster. So how the fuck is he a werewolf?
Exactly, because she's been fucking the milkman, clearly. Like, there's no,
no two ways about it.
Like a stray dog, maybe, yeah. Or maybe the milkman's a fucking stray. I don't know. But he is not Herman's child. Like, there's no way. That's impossible. You know, it's like two normal people having sex and a ginger pops out. It's just not something that happens.
Oh, man.
I'm joking.
There go two of our listeners.
I'm joking. You know I'm joking. Don't hate. Apart from Ed Sheeran.
Anyway, let's move on from that one as quick as we can.
But yeah, there's no way he came from Herman. And even if he could, like, if you gave him a dick, like I said, like, it's not going to be functional. Because presumably, like, surely he can't get an erection, can he?
Well, it depends on the way he's plumbed together. Because
he must have a circulatory system.
Yeah, so if he does, then...
he could get it up.
Well, yeah, if you bother giving him the appendage, then surely you're gonna have to wire it in.
Unless you just make it his charging port, that's the point for it. Like,
maybe
just fuck the wall socket, I guess. But then it would have to be really fucking tiny, which would be comical.
You wouldn't want to use a socket for anything else after that, would you?
Well, you have a specialized socket, clearly. Like, you know, that was like having a special sock in it. You don't have. You don't just walk up to any wall socket you like. You need to know which one it is.
Oh, fuck, is that what I'm doing wrong?
Yeah, that's why your socks are crinkly. Jesus.
I thought I had smelly feet. Anyway.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know. It went from...
I think this one was my fault.
To gingers to fucking a wall socket.
Yeah. No, it was because we said about him needing a charge and how would he charge? And, and could you...
It could be worse. He could have the... it could be on a socket and shove it up his arse. He could be the socket and shove a wire up his arse.
I mean, that would
depends on the proclivity of the creator.
Be like things that you plug into the cigarette lighter on the car, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Butt plug. No, I was just about to go somewhere else. Not because I don't even want to think about it.
No, I don't want to body done that one.
There you go. I've thrown it out. Right, it's done. That's all we're going to talk about it. Let's move on quickly because I've got images that I don't want. Jesus. Right, move on.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I think all of that was basically to say we decided that he doesn't need Herman. Yeah, well, he doesn't need a charge, is what we're saying. So it's not like you can just give him the runaround until he runs out of power.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's ever going to be less powerful. I think he just needs holding down until he can be dismembered. And, like I said, the Adams have got the numbers, and I think they've sort of got the strength with Lurch as well. So I think they can probably get away with taking Herman down.
I've got to be honest. This comes back to it in a lot of our fights, but... I kind of have images of Thing treating him like an AT-AT and just going around tying his shoelaces around his feet. So when he tries to walk, he trips over.
Yeah.
And at that point, he's down and Lurch can climb on his back. I'll sit on his back and just pull him apart.
Yeah, I think he goes down pretty easily. I think Eddie's probably got some fight in him until Wednesday gets hold of it. And she literally would. I think we joked about like setting Cousin It on fire. I think she literally would torch him. Like he's got that much hair on him. She would just like douse him in alcohol and set him on fire. Problem is, he's a fucking werewolf. So actually he's gonna need a silver bullet, isn't he?
Yeah.
But then you kind of feel like with all the weaponry that Gomez has got lying around.
There's so many swords and axes and knives. There's got to be something made of silver in there.
And if he didn't have a silver bullet or anything like that, you kind of feel like Fester could probably knock one up. So I don't think that's really a problem. And actually,
I don't either.
I said Wednesday would take him down. Yeah, it probably would be Gomez, actually. Because
he's like hunts and shit, doesn't he?
And he just seems like somebody who'd fuck around with guns, doesn't he?
Yeah. like an American.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, would he kill a child, though? That's the thing. Like, that's.
But the thing is, if you look at Gomez and the way the character set out, it would be like sport. It would be like, no.
I guess it would, yeah.
It'd be like playing Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Except, no, we're not. Marco Polo, you get it. No, it's not a case of you turn around with your voice. You say something, I shoot you in the head. You know, it's going to be like a game to him. No, Gomez doesn't take anything seriously anyway.
No, I think you're right, actually. So, yeah, okay. So I think we're going to allow Gomez to take Eddie out. That leaves us with Grandpa and Lily.
And all of the Addams family, apart from Pugsley.
Yeah, because Pugsley's fucking useless. Who took him out? Did we decide? I don't think we did.
No.
I think I'd like to see Eddie take him out. I mean, again, if Eddie takes him out anyway because everybody's fucking piling on Herman, that's another reason for Gomez. Like, Gomez is justified at that point, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because, like, Eddie's just killed his own kid. So he's exactly. He's shooting a dangerous animal at that point. Then you got Lily and Grandpa. Now, I think Grandpa's a bit of a dark horse. I think Lily's obviously, like, being the mother of the family, she's going to be pissed off, so she's going to be going for him anyway. But I actually think Grandpa's a bit of a dark horse. Like, he seems like he's quite laid back and stuff, but you know he's got experience.
Been around a while.
He's got that kind of hardened old man about him that, like, yeah, he's a jolly grandpa, but he's going to have seen some fucking shit.
And the thing is, if you place this in time as well, if you place this where both of them originated in 1964-ish, I've said that with so much confidence. Hang on, no, that's not right. So you place this round about then. You've got a generation who have come out of the war and are now having kids and living the American dream and are trying to rebuild their lives and all the rest of it. They will have all been around and seen some shit. However, you get the Adamses, you're just thinking, hang on, there's no way in hell any of them went to war.
No.
They're just too weird to accept. They'd have been in the trenches going, he looks a bit dead.
Yeah, and they would never have made it through things like
boot camp,
things like just aptitude tests and things like that. Like they would have just been like, these people are fucking crazy. Like,
yeah, they're going to kill everyone in their sleep.
Yeah, I think maybe the only one, like maybe Lurch and Thing as fucking weapons, but and maybe Fester as a kind of science bod.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he was always kind of unhinged as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, but like
not to extend the others, and he would have had uses.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, you're right. They'd have been booted out.
Yeah,
I think that might have annoyed them as well, because I don't think they'd be draft dodgers. I think they would all very much be like, yeah, no, we want some of this. This sounds like a great fun. Yeah, definitely.
It's like a good day out.
Yeah, but yeah, they would have been kicked out on their ass. Whereas actually, I think you're right. I think Grandpa probably was a vet at some point. I think he's probably seen some. Maybe that's where he got to. No, he's older than that.
Probably Civil War.
Yeah, probably. I feel like if you kind of push him, like he's kind of got a bit of the Liam Neeson about him. He's a bit like, yeah, I'm fucking bad old dude. Like, don't you come near me.
And again, also, you may all be weird, but you're all still more or less human.
You're mortal, and he's a super old vampire, which means he's super powerful.
Yeah.
So I think he's got some fucking skill.
Yeah.
I think so.
And
it's going to come down to whether there's enough of them and they have enough knowledge of vampires and enough weaponry to be able to take him out. Now, they're going to need... I mean, I don't know, what are the rules of vampires within that world. Munster's pantheon? I mean, stakes are a given, because whatever you look at this... I mean, silver is normally pretty common as well.
It's normally silver, yeah.
And we've already said they're going to have loads of silver lying around, so...
Yeah.
They probably have got the stuff, but then they've got to pin them down. I mean...
Well, that's it. If we run through the roster, then Lurch would have the strength, but probably not the speed
or the smarts.
Yeah,
I think if anything, vampires could probably charm him.
Yeah, quite probably. Then you've got Cousin It, who Did we set him on fire already? I can't remember. We talked about it.
I think we said you could set them on fire, but he's on the wrong side. So I think Cousin It is still around.
Yeah.
But what's got to offer?
Like, he's going to go off and go, me, 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 and then get punched in the face.
Does Cousin It identify as male? I always assumed Cousin It was a female for some reason. Probably because of the jaunty hats.
So, again, going back to the films, Cousin It then had a baby with somebody. And it was, there was definitely a mother. And it had a little It baby.
I assumed It identified as female. Purely because of the jaunty hats. That's,
I'm not sure. But yeah, there was definitely an It baby.
Based on absolutely nothing. I'll go with it. Yeah, if Cousin It identifies as male, then yeah, male he is.
Maybe Cousin It identifies as It.
Well, that's how I kind of figured. It's just an It.
Yeah.
Right?
Just not
neither male nor female. Yeah, it's
not it. Non-binary, unspecified ball of hair, basically.
It's an It.
Although I used to get in a lot of trouble with Tori when we were first going out because she had really long hair, and when she was annoying me, I used to pull it down in front of her face and call her Cousin It. And she loved that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really see anybody liking having their hair pulled down in front of their face. But generally, people, Cousin It.
Yeah, generally, it was an annoying thing. Just pushed it down, and it was quite funny.
Way to start a marriage.
It's been a while. Probably forgotten about it by now. Well, she's the other side of the wall, so she'll probably hear me tell that story and go ballistic later.
Yeah. You've just set yourself up for a night of sleeping on the couch. Well done.
Well, I don't sleep anyway, so it's an excuse to step and play PlayStation all night.
Fair enough. So again, where were we? Yeah, so It is useless. It's not going to be able to do anything to him.
No. The only benefit of being Cousin It is that it's very hard to punch Cousin It in the face because you can't see where the face is.
It's very hard to do anything to it other than set it on fire.
But as I said earlier, hair doesn't really burn. You need an accelerant.
Yeah, although I do think vampires are probably smart enough to just go, that's a thing full of hair, we won't worry about it. And it's not like they can feed off it, so I think they probably just ignore it at this point. Yeah. I mean, Thing is an issue because he's small and fast and murderous. So
yeah, and fairly proficient with weapons.
Yes, definitely.
I think it was the second film. I'm sure he was, it was the start of one of the films. It was part of this, of the setup of this is what the crazy world looks like. And Gomez was strapped to like a spinning target thing. And Thing was picking up knives, flicking them up in the air, catching them by the blade and launching them at Gomez. He can do that with a stake.
Oh, yeah, easily. I definitely think he can. So Thing's potentially a problem for him.
Yeah.
Fester's just unpredictable, isn't he, is the problem.
Fester, I think, to be honest, you could probably, when he sticks a light bulb in his mouth to sort of light it up, you probably just smash it in his face, just whack it into his mouth and let him choke on it.
I guess. Whether it would actually kill him, though, I don't know. He seems pretty, but he seems a little bit Homer in that he's just like, just takes punishment.
Yeah, but he still needs to breathe to do that. So if that gets lodged in his throat and he chokes on it, he's done.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that Grandpa or Lily just throat punches the fucker while he's got a light bulb in his mouth. I'll give you that. So that's him gone. Pugsley's already out.
I think, is probably going to be, she's going to be trying to think her way out of this. She's going to be trying to work out how to punish people.
I don't think she is. I think she's actually just going to be sat on the sidelines loving it. I think she's not so much thinking it out as she's just going to sit there, watch everyone kill everyone, wait until there's one motherfucker left. And regardless of which side they're on, just kill them.
Yeah,
just
that's true.
she's
not going to be into anything. She's not going to be trying to take anybody down. She's just going to be there.
Yeah, I think she's going to be absolutely loving this and just watching the carnage. Right. So I don't think she's a threat to them.
No.
I think she's half cut
at this stage.
Yes, and I think they might go for Gomez as a target. Like once Lurch is gone, I think Gomez is the target because he's going to be the main aggressor, I think, and they're going to see him as like the head of the family and what have you. He's the one with the weapons. Yeah. Like he's also the most, he's probably the most flighty one left as well. So yeah.
Let's be fair, prevailing attitudes in the 60s weren't exactly progressive. So man of the house, take him out.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, though, he's actually probably going to try and charm Lily rather than fight her. I think he's very much going to be like, why don't we have a dance instead? Like, we don't need to do this.
Probably.
Because they're going to be into it as well. Like, if he just brings her back to Morticia, they're going to be into it. Like, he knows he can get away with that shit.
Yeah.
So I think he's a lover, not a fighter, is what I'm trying to say.
But I think he would probably try that, and I think she'd probably let him just if he gets close enough, and then she can fucking bite him.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, absolutely, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, she'd rip his throat out.
Yeah, I think she would. And so
the question is, are they going to? No, is she going to turn him rather than killing him? Because if she turns him,
fucking question.
Because then is he then going to swap sides?
Again, it depends on the rules of vampirism for the monsters, doesn't it? Because you know, it depends whether she turns him, in which case he's turned, but he's pretty much free to do whatever he wants, isn't he? Yeah. Or whether she makes like a ghoul out of him and thralls him first, you know, just leaves him barely alive. Then, good fucking question.
Because at that point he's technically dead.
Yeah, I don't think we allow once you turn, you're obeying the vampire. This turn. I think that because that's very, very outdated and hasn't been a thing for a long time, is it? But she could potentially turn him and see what fucking happens. But I think he'd still side with his family would be the issue. She's got nothing to gain by doing that. No. It's only going to fuck things up, I think. I think she probably kills him, which leaves her and Grandpa now. I need to start crossing some people out so I know who's left. Pugsley's gone. He's gone. So
You've got Morticia Wednesday and Thing left, haven't you?
We haven't. Grandma's still around as well.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot about Grandma. She's actually a good foil for Grandpa because, you know, yes, all right, he's going to have seen some shit, but she is one crazy old fucking lady.
She's probably the closest you're ever going to get to a witch.
And she is a fucking crazy old lady as well. Like, you know, Grandpa's going to be coming at her all, I want to drink your blood. And she will literally beat him off with a fucking broom and a rolling pin. Like, you're not getting anywhere near her. Like, she's a fucking...
She's
where Wednesday comes from. You know, when you look at that family and you go like, where did that fucking nasty streak come from? Like, it's there.
That's it. Because, I mean, Gomez and Morticia were both very whimsical.
Yes.
And there's no malice in them whatsoever.
No.
But Wednesday is a fucking arsonist. Wednesday's the girl in the meme of the burning house.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that there's malice in Grandma, but she is just your archetypal crazy old fucking bat. Mm. Like, she's mad as a fruitcake.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, you can definitely see her just attacking, just flat out, same way as Wednesday would just fly at people, just throw herself at Grandpa and just beat the fuck out of him just because of all the shit going on. Like I said, she's probably carrying a broom because she's a witch. So she's got a wooden stake as well.
Yeah.
I think I'd give that to Grandma out of the two of them. Because I think even having seen some shit and even being like a super old vampire, like one thing I know for a fact, you don't fuck with crazy old ladies.
No, and especially crazy old ladies.
You don't fuck with old ladies full stop. Like, do not underestimate a fucking...
I don't know, some people get desperate.
Ew. Ew.
But yeah, you're right, and I think that there's again, given how long he would have had to have been around for Lily to be married for 100 years, he's going to be like an old school gent.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, like, no, he is.
You leave the ladies alone. You don't attack the ladies. She's going to beat him to death with his own shoes if she can.
Yeah, I agree. I think she definitely takes Grandpa out, which only leaves Lily on the monster's side.
But I think Lily would seeing the carnage around her, I think Lily would then take it to pieces.
She absolutely would, yeah. She could take Grandma out. She's younger, she's faster. At this point, she's lost her entire family as well, so she's going to be pissed, like fucking pissed. I think she could take, again, and she's a vampire. We don't have to question how she's going to do this. She can slit her throat with her fingernails, she can bite her neck, she can do whatever, but she's definitely going to take Grandma. Has Lurch gone down yet? We mentioned we thought they probably could take him, but...
I can't remember.
I think we said they probably could take him just because he was, like we said, they could probably thrall him if anything. Lurch is gone. Thing they haven't touched because not a threat. Wednesday's watching, so they've got Cousin It, Morticia, Wednesday, Thing left. I think at this point they've lost track of Thing probably.
Yeah, Thing's in a fucking air vent with a vest on.
Yeah, yeah. Thing's getting ready to alien this shit. I think next she's going to go for Morticia, actually, isn't she?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and here's kind of the difference between them now, isn't it? Whereas she's going to be flying off into a rage because her entire family's killed. Morticia is definitely just kicking back on a chaise lounge with a glass of red, watching all of this go down and being like...
Oh, this again.
Yeah, what the fuck? It must be Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know?
Not Wednesday.
Yeah, just clearly over this shit. Like worrying about where her next fucking glass is coming from. Hmm. However, I do think, again, if you get her in the fight, I think she's a fucking mentalist.
Well, again, I think what you'd have to look at is, in every iteration, there's still very much that spark between her and Gomez. There's still very much that, yes, sort of, no, that romantic relationship between them. She's also just seen her mother and one of her kids killed. What's her breaking point exactly? Because at some point, she's going to go fucking postal.
At what point does she go full Cersei Lannister? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's it. And Lily's already there.
Yeah.
But I mean, is she going to punch herself out? Because, you know, she's been in this for a while already, whereas no, Morticia's just getting drunk.
That's what I'm saying. At some point, she's going to be mean Cersei. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's going to... At some point, motherfucker's got to pay.
Yeah, you
can see her fighting like a mean drunk as well, can't you? Like a sloppy, mean drunk. Just like taking her fucking shoes off and batting Lily around the head with them. What it does come down to, again, at the end of the day, though, Lily's a fucking immortal vampire. So,
well, but the thing is, like, what you've got to look at with this, yes, she's an immortal vampire, but there are ways to kill vampires. And you can almost see it in a far better way than the end of season five of Game of Thrones, whereby she's engaged, and one at a time, there's in behind her and stake her from behind.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're too brutish.
I don't know how we made a Game of Thrones thing out of this all of a sudden. It's just because I was talking about matriarchs being drunk, I think.
Possibly. But yeah, it's very much that. No, they're too brutish. Just literally everybody has a turn.
I mean, you can also bet your fucking bottom dollar that Morticia's got some fucking crosses on her person somewhere.
Oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
You don't dress that gothic without carrying some fucking big, chunky fucking crosses.
Yeah. So maybe the tattooed on her. Maybe that's why she's always covered head from her shoulder to toe.
I don't think she's got tattoos. I think if you reinvented them now, I think they would probably have tattoos. I don't think they did then. And I don't think she's got... Because tattoos then were still very much like hardcore Hell's Angels.
Hell's Angels and prisoners.
Yeah, exactly. Like now, yeah, it's more socially acceptable, isn't it? And especially if you're into alternative lifestyles, definitely. Then I don't think so. She's too kind of classic glam to have tattoos. So I don't think she's got tattoos. I do think she probably wears some fucking chunky ass jewelry.
Yeah.
I reckon there's a rosary or something kicking around that's just gonna... Yeah, I reckon she could definitely fend Lily off for a while with that. Again, though, is it enough to take her down? Like, that's
the
thing.
But again, you've got to look at the numbers advantage at this point. I mean, at this point, you've still got...
I'm not saying... I don't think Lily can win this. I just don't know if Morticia's the one to take her down.
No, I don't think she is, but I think Morticia is the distraction. I think Morticia is where her attention is going to be focused. And then you've got Cousin It, Thing, and Wednesday.
Whilst Thing runs up behind with a stake and just stakes her. Or whilst Wednesday, for shits and giggles, empties a vat of holy water over her. You know?
Yeah. Just watch her melt.
Yeah, she'd want to kill her in the most horrific way possible, wouldn't she?
Well, I think with Wednesday has that, sort of, certainly modern iterations, have that sort of serial killer aspect, that's the early serial killer, where they're curious about the world, so they harm neighborhood animals because they want to see what happens. They want to see how they work. It's that sort of almost sociopathic thing where it's like, well, it's like, okay, well, if I do that, what happens? If I empty a vat of holy water on her, what's going to happen? Is she going to melt? Is she going to turn to goo? Is she going to turn and punch me in the face? Or is she going to catch fire?
Actually, you can almost see her not killing her. You can see her going kind of vampire Willow with Angel and just, making the puppy out of it. Just tie her down and see, like, okay, how much punishment can this thing take?
Yeah.
Can I break it? Yeah. What does it do if I tip the holy water on it? What does it do if I push a cross into its eyeball? What does it do? Yeah, you're definitely right. She's got that morbid, and that's a good way to describe it, actually, is that serial killer. Like, how do things work?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a good way to describe it. So, again, I don't think she's necessarily going for the kill. I think it is it, isn't it? It's it, just, as you say, from the ceiling with a stake. Straight down, straight through her heart, and just dust the bitch.
Yeah.
I think that's how it goes down.
I think so. And I think, I've got to be honest, I think there was more of a fight there than I expected.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be a bit one-sided, I've got to be honest.
They're actually quite evenly matched, I think, just because... Yes, there's more Adams, but there's the supernatural power of the Munsters is the thing.
Yeah. I don't think it was the numbers that actually did for them. Like,
no.
In the end, it was...
sheer sadism of it.
Yeah.
It's the fact that the Adams are fucking mental. They're mentalists. Monsters or not, they are absolute fucking mentalists.
Yeah.
know, like in modern society, they would all be locked up. Simple as that.
They'd be on some sort of register somewhere, some sort of watch list, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they'd all be in fucking prison. Let's be honest, they would. Like they're mentalists. I think we have to give it to them.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's an Adams win, but it's certainly closer than I expected. It certainly it wasn't as quick and as one sided as I expected.
Yeah, there's not too many of them left standing, is there? To be fair?
No, there's four. So there's 50%. But no, when you consider there were only five monsters to begin with.
Maths? Fuck you, maths. What?
that's about the extent of.
There's not too many of them. That'll do me. That's as much maths as we need to do this evening. Thank you very much.
That's about the extent of my maths. I think you're right. I think that's, we've got to give it to the Adams in the end. As always, love to know what people think of that. I mean, we may have got it wrong. We may have offended some people, you know, talking about.
I've probably offended quite a lot of people this evening. I'm sorry.
If you are,
I think. I don't know.
We'll put up a front sheet. If you are ginger or you do fuck wall sockets, we're sorry.
I mean, you probably do both.
If you're ginger, we're sorry. Not for anything we said, we're just sorry.
Genuinely didn't mean anything I said about gingers. It's all in jest, apart from Ed Sheeran. I do fucking hate that weird googly-eyed motherfucker. But that's only like a little bit because he's ginger.
I was going to say, that's not because he's ginger, that's just because he's Ed Sheeran.
But only a little bit. that's just one tiny part of the entire shit cake. That he's Ed
Sheeran. But we'll get onto that another time, I'm sure. Whatever your thoughts on that, please get in touch. Let us know on Twitter at ddpodcastnet. You can go to our website, ddpodcast.net, where you can also get our previous episodes and other shows as well. On Facebook and YouTube with the Double Down Podcast Network, like, share, subscribe, and follow us there. Where we get your podcast from, like, share, subscribe, and leave some message. We can back to you as best we can. Until next time.
See you later.